our guest today is Stephen Horn. His websites are treelight.com, stephenhorn.com, and there's an E at the end of Horn, stephenhorn.com, and the website that we're talking about most today is modernherbalmedicine.com, and we were talking about coconut oil, and how much would you take a day? I know that you probably should.
Well, I actually use coconut oil pretty much for most of my cooking now.
Okay. And you're quite a cook. You really do a lot of cooking.
I love to cook. The thing is that if you go back and you study traditional diets, the way people ate who lived on the land and were really healthy and had great bones and teeth and whatever, 35 to 40% of their calories came from fat.
Right. A paleo diet.
Yeah, paleo diet. And so people have this misconception because of the cholesterol myth and the saturated fat myth that these things are bad for your body and bad for your immune system. What's bad is processed foods, and of course the feedlot animals are all fed artificial foods and antibiotics and everything. But if you get natural, animals that have been raised on pasture and grass and so forth, that's really healthy food. And so is coconut oil and butter, especially from grass-fed cows. And those things actually really help your immune system.
Great.
They help your body fight infection. And so a lot of people, with the heart, okay, the lower your cholesterol goes, especially if it's being forced down by statins, the more prone you are to infections, to depression, and to reproductive disorders and to cancer. Your cancer risk increases the lower your cholesterol goes below, especially below 175.
Mm-hmm.
So, fats are one of the things people don't often think about, but they're really, really important for the immune system, the good fats.
Right.
Yeah.
All righty. I'm sorry. What about powdered probiotics versus kefir, kombucha, and other probiotics that one can use?
As I understand it, the research shows that while powdered probiotics can be helpful, you actually get more benefit out of probiotics that are part of foods.
Okay.
In other words, they populate your colon better and faster than do probiotic supplements. So I used to think you should take probiotics. If you're taking probiotic supplements, I used to think you should take them on an empty stomach, but that's not true because your body's more likely to kill them. So it's actually better to take them with food. And one of the things I started doing is, and I've been meaning to put up some recipes and stuff on my website of what I've been playing with, is I've been making fermented vegetables.
Oh, yeah, sauerkraut. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or ginger carrots.
Kimchi.
Or kimchi or that sort of thing. And I've been buying a few from the health food store, too. And I've also made some natural pickles. And I'll tell you, that stuff really does help your gastrointestinal tract, as does eating, the kefir, the cultured dairy products, and cultured foods. Weston Price, who was a dentist who in the 30s went around the world, found that the more cooked food a culture ate, the more fermented foods they ate. And so fermented foods are really, really a good part of helping to heal your intestinal tract.
Right. All righty, we have a break. We'll be right back.
Ground beef. Eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Stephen Horn. The website that we are focusing on today is modernherbalmedicine.com. And we were talking about, before we went to the break, we were talking about coconut oil, we were talking about butter and about kefir, and actually incorporating some of these probiotic foods like sauerkraut or kimchi or some of the pickles, the kind that you don't
use vinegar. Lacto-fermented.
Right, that kind, rather than to take powdered probiotics. And if you do take the powdered probiotics mixed in water, you should take them with food rather than before you eat.
Yeah, so they're part of the diet, part of the food.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's another good thing, by the way, going back to those inflammatory bowel disorders. Cultured foods are really help with healing the intestinal tract as well. So your person asked that question earlier.
Yes. What about cayenne? Is there a daily dose of cayenne? Is that something that's good?
Well, okay. As a professional herbalist, one of the things you look at is the idea of biological terrain. And that is that herbs are either warming or cooling or moistening or drying or constricting or relaxing. Those are the basic biological terrain factors. So cayenne, of course, is very warming. and also it's a little bit drying because it drives moisture out of the body through sweat and so forth.
Sure.
So if a person has a hot constitution, that is, they already have a very high metabolism, very red complexion, tend towards the dry side. An herb like cayenne wouldn't be good for them. They don't need more heating or stimulating. Whereas a little bit of cayenne for someone who's cold, who's kind of pale, who doesn't have good circulation, who doesn't, you know, have a good perspiration, a little cayenne every day could be very beneficial for them.
What's a little?
I just say the best way to use it is sprinkle it in food.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of hard, you know, to take just straight cayenne in capsules. Could be burning to your stomach. I like cayenne. I put cayenne pepper in soup and stuff all the time and eat it. But you want to look at the constitution of the person that you're giving the remedy to and think about the energy of the remedy. That's what professional herbalists look at, is the energetics of the herb. Is it warming? Is it cooling? Is it moistening? Is it drying? So, for example, when we're talking about those inflammatory bowel disorders, the tissue of the colon is usually kind of irritated and dry. That's why an herb that's cooling and moistening, like marshmallow or slippery elm, is very beneficial for those disorders. Whereas cayenne would not be so good.
Oh, I see. I have a friend that has had diverticulitis, and her mother also had it, and both she and her mother use cayenne, and they haven't had any attacks lately. Is that something that...
Yeah. Well, diverticulitis is also a weakness of the structure, where you need herbs that have a toning effect on the colon. In other words, it strengthens tissue integrity. And so I would say that they should also look at things like, you know, black walnut, which is a really good herb for, or une de gato, cat's claw, because those are good herbs for toning the structural integrity of intestinal tissues. So you look at what's going on in the tissue, and you select the remedy for that. Because if you just go by, you know, a disease name, and you don't look at the state of what's going on in the client's body, you may give an herb and it may work and it may not work.
I see.
Once I started to understand this concept of biological terrain, I got far more dependable results with herbs rather than kind of guessing. If that
right.
makes sense.
Sure.
What you're trying to do with the herb. You're trying to balance out the tissue to bring it back to a normal, healthy state, not treat the pathology.
All righty. Now, you have classes, online webinars, and that kind of thing. You have so many things here on your website, so many resources. Now, do you have a book that tells... We want to know everything that you know, actually.
Okay. I'm still getting the shopping cart up at modernherbalmedicine.com, but we do have our shopping cart up at treelight.com, TREELITE, tree, uh-huh. light. We have our certified herbal consultant program, which is a training program in all of the basic understanding of natural healing and using herbs, and teaches with iridology and a lot of other tools. We are just completing our advanced herbal training program, which we're going to be getting up as a course system that you can order. My friend Thomas Easley and I are teaching, and we're about ready to work on our health sciences for herbalists program, which is going to be the next series of webinars we're going to do. And we have a number of books. I have a book on Nature Sunshine products called The Comprehensive Guide to Nature Sunshine, which has a lot of remedies in it. And we're finishing up a book for health food stores called Modern Herbal Medicine, which will be similar to our Comprehensive Guide to Nature Sunshine, only it will be a book for health food stores.
Good.
So we've got a lot of projects.
I really believe that given that we have this horrible government healthcare system being imposed upon us, I really think that we should all get just opt out of all the government programs and learn to take care of ourselves. I really think that we are our own best doctors.
I think that we really can do well when we educate ourselves about natural medicine, because most things that people have can be easily treated at home. I raised my kids on natural remedies, hardly ever had to take a child to the doctor for anything, and I could usually have them well a lot faster than the medical doctor would have had in the first place. In fact, I wrote a book on that called The ABC Herbal. And our first course in the Certified Herbal Consultant Program called The Fundamentals of Natural Healing basically can teach you how to do that, tell how to relieve the pain of injuries in 5 to 20 minutes, how to get rid of colds and acute illnesses sometimes in a couple hours, but usually at least in 24 to 48 hours most of the time. And it's all pretty simple stuff.
Right. Now, your live classes are available through the Internet. We don't have to come out to where you are, correct?
Yes, we have regular webinar classes. We have a member program where for $20 a month, there's a monthly webinar on a particular health theme. There's a monthly webinar on emotional healing and a monthly webinar on business coaching. That all is all part of that $20 a month program.
Hmm. And then with all the various
plus
programs.
Plus you get discounts on everything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the various issues that people have, you seem to cover a lot of issues. You have one, healing with water and herbs. Now, what kind of water do you recommend that people have? I know there's fluoridated water just about in every area of the country. What kind of water do you drink?
I drink primarily reverse osmosis water that's also had carbon filtration. I also, because where I live, the actual municipal water supply comes from a well and a spring and is actually pretty good, except for the fact they put chlorine in it. I do just for like cooking purposes and everything, I just filter water with a Brita filter, but if I lived in a city, I wouldn't rely on that.
Right.
I'd actually use my reverse osmosis unit. I've tried some other systems, but I do fine with just the water that's done by reverse osmosis with pre- and post-carbon filtration.
Right. Huh. Well, I do have a filter for my kitchen under the sink. It's supposed to take fluoride out, but of course it doesn't. I don't think any filter does. I think the best kind is a whole house filter, but even those really don't take the fluoride out. And of course, when you take a shower, your biggest you take in all this fluoride.
Well, of course, there's chlorine. And
right, chlorine.
Also fluoride, but reverse osmosis does take most of the fluoride out.
Huh.
Because the semipermeable membrane doesn't allow most elemental materials to cross.
Okay.
The membrane. Now gases like chlorine go through in certain amounts. That's why you have to have carbon pulse filtration and distillation. Takes that all out again if you do carbon post filtration to remove volatiles. So those are pretty good methods of water purification. And I do think people need to get purified water in today's society because of all the chemicals that are around.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, look at all the pharmaceutical drugs that get into the groundwater. Ugh. I mean, you could be taking drugs that you don't even know you're taking simply because of the water.
Yeah, a lot of municipal water supplies contain pharmaceuticals.
Oh, absolutely. All righty, we are going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest today is Stephen Horn, and we are talking about some of the wonderful resources at modernherbalmedicine.com. And we were talking about your classes. We were talking about reverse osmosis and the water that is so typically available to for us to drink or to bathe in. And I do have some filters on my showers, and you know, I've tried to do those kinds of things to, you know, to help, but yeah, you're just going to get toxins no matter what you do, it seems.
Well,
I think just
fortunately the body is equipped to handle a certain amount of toxins. I mean, you know, there are toxins in nature. There are, you know, toxins in the environment normally. What's happening in our modern society is that there are so many chemicals, you know, that are everywhere in everything, coupled with the fact that people are eating nutritionally deficient diets, refined and processed foods, and it takes nutrients, B-complex vitamins, minerals, amino acids, et cetera, for the liver to be able to detoxify chemicals. So when you put together a lack of nutrients with an exposure to a high level of toxins, you're setting things up for a lot of our modern diseases,
right,
where the body just simply, you know, breaks down because it can't cope. So if you eat a really good nutritious diet and you minimize your exposure to toxins, you're okay. For mental health, I don't think you should become worried about it.
No, oh, absolutely not.
You just
not.
Take reasonable precautions to minimize your exposure to it and then focus on eating healthy.
Sure. Yeah, which I do. I eat pretty healthy.
I'm sure you do.
I never eat fast food or go to McDonald's. I wouldn't eat at McDonald's if that was the only... Oh, terrible. I don't eat fast food at all.
Well, I boycotted McDonald's starting in the 80s when they did a campaign to advertise their food was nutritious. I, at that point, said, never going to patronize McDonald's again. And then one time I was on a short connection with a flight, and the only restaurant in the whole airport was McDonald's, and I was starved. And I thought, well, it wouldn't hurt to eat one time. So I got a hamburger and french fries. I couldn't eat it. It tasted so bad. I wondered how anybody could stand to eat that poor quality of food, even as starved as I was. And so I said, that does it no more.
Right.
Once you are used to eating healthy food, the other junk food just doesn't even taste good anymore.
Right. Yeah, I don't think I've had anything from McDonald's for probably 2 decades. I mean, I just don't eat garbage.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, my goodness. All righty. Let's see. Let me check and see if there's any questions in the... what about like some of the chemicals that do get into our bodies? I mean, there are people who have too much copper and too much of this and too much of that. Do you believe in taking hair samples? How do you actually determine how to help the people that come to you?
I do a combination of because I tend to. Do kind of general health consulting. I don't consider myself a primary care physician. I'm there to teach people how to be healthy. Mm-hmm. I do iridology. I'm a professional iridologist. I do applied kinesiology or muscle testing. I do tongue and pulse analysis. And I have a business partner who's a naturopath who has developed a system of doing nutritional blood chemistry analysis. And we're working on getting that done as a computer program for her. And I've been doing some work with that where we take standard blood chemistry tests and we determine which organs and glands are needing nutritional support and what biochemical processes need nutritional support. And so those are the primary. I use that on more difficult cases. I am aware of hair analysis. I don't actually do that. And if someone has a more specific problem, I try to refer them to someone who might be a holistic physician or to my partner, my naturopathic partner, who's a little better at that specific biochemical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, like I said, the one of the things is not to overdo anything. Like some people like wind up trying to take mega doses of every vitamin and mineral. I don't do that. Whole foods, I think, are your best first line of health. If you do just a basic nutritional supplement or some, things, that's good. But you only supplement with, higher doses of particular nutrients if the body calls for it, and then, only temporarily. And I usually determine that by applied kinesiology. And then careful monitoring of the client's results.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, if you take too much zinc, it depresses copper. You take too much copper, it depresses zinc. So you have to be aware of things like that. And so I normally do moderate amounts of things, and I don't make it out.
Right. And of course, as you say, food, whole food, should really be our medicine, or herbs, which is what you're talking about. Alrighty, we do have a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Our guest today is Stephen Horn, and the website that we're focusing on today is modernherbalmedicine.com. And you were talking about basically using food rather than a lot of supplements
to get healthy.
Go ahead.
Years ago, I wrote an article where I said that, based on this old Zen saying, when a man is young and knows nothing, trees are trees, mountains are mountains, and waters are waters. But when he has studied and knows a little, trees are no longer trees, mountains are no longer mountains, and waters are no longer waters. But when he has thoroughly studied and finally understands, trees are once again trees, mountains are mountains, and waters are waters. So he said, we're in a stage of our understanding of nutrition where we take apart and we've decided, oh, we need these particular chemicals from the food, you know, vitamins are important, minerals are important, blah, blah, blah. But all the rest of this stuff, there are thousands and thousands of chemicals in every food we eat, particularly the plant foods. There can be as many as 10,000 chemical compounds in a plant or an herb. And we go, oh, we need this, we don't need that. Who says we don't need all of it? And so a supplement can't provide all that. We go out and we concentrate, oh, we need this, and we take it out of context.
Right. I guess that's it. We taking things out of context and not understanding that our body really has all of this ability to heal itself, and we just have to learn to work with it. Because when we take a lot of supplements, I mean, it's, we're kind of doing the same things that allopathic doctors want you to do. Oh, here, take this, and it will cure this little thing, without looking at our body holistically.
Well, I look at nutritional supplements are to food what drugs are to herbs.
Okay.
You're taking, like, okay, many of our original drug medications are extracts of plants, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you took a chemical compound from a whole plant, and you isolated it and concentrated it and said, this is the active constituent. And yet, oftentimes, that quote-unquote active constituent has a lot of side effects and problems that the whole herb didn't have, because there were other compounds that mediated the effect of that chemical in the whole plant. Well, the same thing happens when we take food out of context. Now, it's not to say that sometimes some of those drugs might not be useful in certain serious situations. And the same thing with nutritional supplements to treat certain specific imbalances. But ultimately, there's no way you can take a pill that's going to duplicate all of the phytochemicals that you're going to get from whole plant foods and whole animal foods that we don't know anything about yet.
Right?
Right. And because our understanding is still too limited. We think we're pretty smart and we can take it apart. But you go back into the 1800s and they considered fats, proteins, carbohydrates, and minerals to be important. And they didn't know about vitamins. You know, when they did the experiment,
exactly,
found that lemon or lime juice would keep the soldiers from getting scurvy, they didn't know about vitamin C.
Right.
And so who's to say that we know everything that's needed in our food now?
Sure. Absolutely.
So that's why I'm also a gardener.
Yes, and you probably use a lot of cow manure. You're probably in an area where you can get raw milk. And that's what I brought my kids up on. I had an organic garden, and I baked all of our bread and did our, you know, I just did everything.
Yeah, I raised my kids with raw milk, too.
Right, and everybody grew up really healthy, and it was fine.
My kids weren't vaccinated. They got all this healthy food. I treated them with herbs when they were sick. They were rarely sick compared to other people's kids I saw. They all had really good immune systems. They all have a really good mental outlook, you know?
Right.
I think if people knew how much easier it is to parent, if you keep your kids away from sugar and junk food, all parents would do it, except for the fact that they'd have to first do it for themselves.
Right, right. We do have some callers, so let's take some calls. So let's see. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. Great information. And you touched on things, but didn't really follow through. I like your example of the trees and the waters and the mountains. What we don't quite conceptualize, and this is what you brought out with Weston Price, was any time we take a processed material, it's not really a food, because we've taken out, as you pointed out, all the phytonutrients and all the synergistic materials that actually support the true food, which is the whole process. When I deal with clients, essentially what I tell them is live like you lived 5,000 years ago, and then you don't have any heat other than you can cook over an open fire. You don't have any refrigeration, so you use fermented foods to keep things as useful as possible. And you can only eat local because there's no transportation, so you eat in season and local. So you follow those rules, and you actually have your cure right in the palm of your hand.
Absolutely.
Right. All righty. Well, thank you very much, Richard.
The thing, what we don't understand also, and you brought up this concept but didn't quite expand on it, is pleomorphism. Essentially, any symptom that we get in our body is our body's reaction to the fact that it's deficient in some nutrient. And you give herbs because that's a concentrated form of that nutrient, and that corrects the system over a short period of time. Where in reality, what you've done by creating the symptom is creating a shortage over a long period of time. And if you understand that, you have a better concept of what the body's trying to do, because every symptom is just a reaction to the fact that you've been mistreating it by your food intake.
Right.
Well, or mistreating it by your mental and emotional attitude, or your lack of sleep, or your, you know, anything that you do that's not taking proper care of your body, not getting enough exercise.
Right.
Really,
there, there's a lot of
primarily about lifestyle.
Factors.
Although diet is a huge factor in it, I think that the emotional factors are big as well.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Richard. Let's move on. Let's take Tammy in Texas.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I really would love to go to your website and look at that, the herbal classes you were talking about. Did you say treelight.com? Where I would be able to find that?
Yeah, TREELITE.com.
Okay, and then, great, thank you so much. I've also got a question that no one's been able to answer for me for years. I have a severely autistic daughter, and I took her to a naturopath when she was about five. We did all kinds of, ran all kinds of blood tests on her and everything, and, you know, looking for mercury and other toxins from the vaccination she had gotten. And actually, none were found. However, she had off-the-charts amount of bismuth. And I've never understood, other than Pepto-Bismol, where in the world you would have, you would get bismuth from. Do you happen to know that?
I don't. That is really an unusual thing. I'm not sure where you'd get massive amounts of bismuth. I do know that my co-teacher of the Advanced Herbal Training Program, Thomas Easley, works a lot with autism, and he has had a very high success rate. And he did a paid webinar. It was a webinar class that he put together on that particular topic. We haven't made it available as a product yet, but if you called our office at 800-416-2887, my son could access to it.
Slow down a little bit. 800 what?
800-416-2887.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you just pay for the class, and then he assigns you a username and password to access the class page, and you download the webinar and the notes. But he has, like, he's developed really good protocols. He's been working with a medical doctor with it, and has had really high success rates with autism. And one of the things he recently forwarded to me was that a particular strain of microbes in the gut, when they're killed off, also appear to be one of the factors in autism.
Yes.
He's quite an expert on that one.
Oh, well, thank you so much for the information. This has been a great show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we have some very, very wonderful guests, and it's certainly the guests that make this program. All right, let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Good day, y'all. Very good show, Deanna. Yes, sir. I think you should maybe talk about what people can be getting in their yards right now. I know I'm eating poke and in some of the stuff I planted. I've got some horses that live on the property, and I like to watch what they eat, and it's really interesting. They seem to go after the bitters, especially the older horse. And and can you tell me, I found an obscure reference in one of Dr. Heinemann's books on dog grass. And then he says, see quack grass, and then he doesn't cover quack grass in that book of his I've got. You see your dogs grazing sometimes. Is there anything that about quack grass that is medicinal?
I've heard of quack grass. It's a very obscure botanical and so I don't know a lot about it off the top of my head, but I'd have to go do a little bit of research on
it.
But it's not a very common herb, and I haven't seen it. In compiling this book that I've been doing for health food stores, we've looked at over 1,500 herbal formulas. and I don't think it's a, it's much used in modern herbalism.
Okay. You know, it's interesting what doesn't grow in the pasture because the animals eat it, as opposed to what's out of their reach. Like, there won't be any sunflowers generally, and very few dandelions grow in the pasture. And there's lots of stuff that aren't really grass, more like forbs, that they eat because they're good for them.
Yeah, I just looked it up, and the only company that has that particular herb in one of its formulas is Eclectic Institute, and they have it in a urinary tract support formula. And I was pretty sure it's primarily used as a urinary tract remedy.
But well, it's a very common lawn weed. So
yeah.
It probably would not be worth them, you know. But anyway, if you can talk about what people can be getting out of their, you know, on their property.
Well, obviously, one of the most common ones is dandelions. You know, the dandelion leaf is a lovely urinary remedy. A dandelion leaf tea is one of the best diuretics out there, and the root is a really good liver tonic, and it's also a good bitter for your digestion.
Well, and it's I make dandelion root tea. You know, I dig them myself, and I slow roast them in my crock pot, and then I don't have to heat up the house, and I like to roast them dark. And but it's very good.
Yeah.
People ought to try that.
The root is good for the liver and the digestion, but the leaf is the part that's really good for the kidneys.
Okay. All right, thanks. Bye.
Well, yeah.
Thank you, Sherry. All righty, let's take Marilyn in Nevada. Marilyn, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, your neighbor. I'm in Utah.
Hi, neighbors. I'd like to know what you think about, I keep hearing that we can remineralize teeth. Now, is that only in children or at any age? And I really believe somewhere in the world that they are growing new teeth.
Dr. Weston Price basically talked about this idea that the teeth remineralize themselves. And that's why he said that tooth decay was a sign of basically nutritional deficiency, that you weren't getting enough minerals, but also you weren't getting enough fat-soluble vitamins. In order to be able to utilize calcium and other minerals, you need to have vitamins like vitamin A, and I'm not talking about beta-carotene, I'm talking about the retinol, the actual vitamin that's found in animal foods, vitamin D and vitamin K, particularly vitamin D3 and vitamin K2, which at the Weston Price Institute, they're kind of believing that K2 is probably what Weston Price was referring to as this activator X that helped you utilize minerals that that was in grass-fed butter. But the teeth are semi-porous, and so the blood vessels coming up through the center leach minerals outward into the teeth. Now, I've never been brave enough to do this, but I have a friend who's an herbalist, Matthew Wood, one of my good friends in the American Herbalist Guild, and any time he's had a cavity, he has packed it with white oak bark and basically filled in the cavity in the tooth.
Oh, my.
Yeah, which is an interesting thing, because white oak bark is very high in minerals and calcium, and has some people claim it has been helpful in restoring enamel to teeth when they've started to develop cavity. He claims that he's been able to do that on about 6 times.
Sounds great.
So I think that's a very interesting thing if you're brave enough to try it.
There is a dentist that works with Dr. Price, with Weston Price Foundation, and has a book, Cure Cavities. I've been having internet trouble, so I can't get to it to tell you his name, but I'm sure, Cure Tooth Decay, I believe, is all it is. if we could save our children from having to go to the dentist, save our pocketbooks from going to the dentist, I think that'd be just great.
I think it would be, too.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. Appreciate your phone call.
Bye.
All righty. What about iodine? How much do you think that people should take a day? Do you think that we do need to take a supplement of iodine simply because there's no iodine in the soil anymore?
Well,
we have a break, but we'll pick this up on the other side. Be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartAndBody.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Stephen Horn, and he is the president of Tree of Light Publishing, and they just came out with the 5th edition of the Comprehensive Guide to Nature's Sunshine Products, which I do order from them. Let's see, we have another caller, and I did want to talk about iodine and also colloidal silver, but let's take this caller. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dan, and good afternoon to your guests there.
Yes, all right.
The more things we find out, the more questions are being asked.
Right.
It's not as simple as some of those family doctors want to tell us it is.
Sure, absolutely.
And, well, I just want to touch on maybe a couple points. Earlier in the program, I mentioned about the importance of the hydrochloric acid.
Oh, right.
In the, you know, first or the second stage of digestion, first stage of digestion happens in the mouth with the saliva. And could it be that body is fooled in not putting out enough hydrochloric acid because another acid is already present?
More likely it's because there are some deficiencies of some nutrients. I don't remember what they are, but there are a couple of nutrients the body needs to make hydrochloric acid. And that may be just also a little bit of a function of aging. And also I find that if a person has a hiatal hernia, it appears to affect the nerves and the circulation going into the stomach, which also seems to diminish hydrochloric acid production. But bitters, which are herbs like gentian and dandelion mixed with some orange peel, there are several varieties of them, Swedish bitters and Angora bitters and so forth, taken about 15 to 20 minutes before meals with a large glass of water will often help to stimulate and support hydrochloric acid production in the stomach. And another thing that actually supports hydrochloric acid production in the stomach is to take a pinch of a natural salt with a large glass of water about 20 minutes before you eat, because salt is sodium chloride and hydrochloric acid is hydrogen chloride. And so the chloride in salt, the salt actually helps your body produce hydrochloric acid.
The point I wanted to make is that we are exposed through the air we breathe in to some acid-producing substances, for example, nitric acid. And one of the hallmarks, what I noticed over the years, when this causes chronic inflammation of the respiratory tract, the vocal cords, and most likely chronic inflammation of the esophagus and the stomach and the digestive system.
Okay. That's very interesting.
Whoops, we're out of time. Oh, I wish we didn't have to stop. It's been delightful having you on the program, Steve, and I hope that
we can
do this again.
I'd be happy to come on again.
All righty, and I hope that people will visit the website. That's treelight.com, modernherbalmedicine.com, and, of course, they will be linked on today's schedule page. So thank you so much, Steve.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.